Greetings, lords and ladies. Welcome to Planet Verloc. You're listening to our show, The Psionics Digerati. All right, so big bravado over. Let's talk about what's going on in the world. No, let's not. I'm going to talk about influence. I talk about that in my club quite extensively in between our training sessions on various wondrous magics and focused concentration and mind control, reality manipulation, and so on. A lot has changed since I was a young man. Much has changed from the old Gen X, and a lot has changed since the Boomer generation. And I guess even for millennials, some things have changed for them as well. So we're living in a very different world now. How do I begin talking about the world to such a wide and diverse audience? Well, fortunately, I attended international school as a kid, and so I have an inkling as to what and how to say things to a great majority of people. And sometimes I say it wrong on purpose because it's fun and entertaining. Otherwise, you know, Air Doctor would be just another bore on the radio. And we have many of those as it is. I don't know why people pay for that stuff, you know. But, yeah, unfortunately they do. You are among the few, and fortunate, I should say, to be so open-minded to the wisdom of Air Doctor Verloc. Okay, so today we're going to talk about influence. The types of influence that exist are, of course, immediate when you're working on servitors. We call that immediate influence. It's in the here and now, in the presence. And you're working on sculpting some kind of a magical creature or perhaps some kind of magic artifact. Then, of course, we have what more people are familiar with today as remote influence. Just about everybody has a course. Yeah. Everybody's somehow an expert in this stuff, right? Of course, I've been doing this for about 35 years, being the first student of the godfather of psionics, Charles Cosimano, my good friend. Well, remote influence is fun, but one of the things it does is, when you're working on remote stuff intentionally, you are exercising your will, your concentration, your intent. So that's not such a bad thing, really. But what does get people is when you're on the receiving mode of all this stuff going on in the world. You're watching way too much television. You're talking to some guy or gal or someone who's in between on social media. For several hours, you know, you're just spending all this time on the internet, and every day, maybe. A lot of people do. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get away from that, as a lot of people are living in smaller and smaller and smaller spaces, and there's, you know, people don't go out as much as they used to, you know, given the economics of the world today. They all want us to live in these little boxables everywhere, right? Which, hey, some of those boxables look pretty cool. But the point is that you're being squeezed into this narrow band of experiences, this narrow band of reality. And yet, at the same time, you're on the receiving end for all these channels What does that do to you? Well, I think that, you know, back in the day, the dark days of far less information, people didn't know what the hell a typhoon, I don't know, a hurricane. People really didn't know a whole lot about those things because they didn't see them. Unless you lived in Florida, or if you lived in Japan or the Philippines, Malaysia, maybe Indonesia. I don't know. Do they get typhoons in Indonesia? I bet. But in any event, you didn't know about those things, you know. So you weren't, you know, spending some time boo-hooing when, you know, bad stuff happened to people somewhere else on the other side of the world. You know, it's like from Washington, D.C. to Moscow is about 4,800 miles or so, right? It's a far distance away. Now, Washington has some business knowing what's going on in Moscow and vice versa, right? But for the greater majority of people, we really shouldn't give a shit. But we do. We're fascinated to know what it's like for a lion in Africa to tear into the ass of a zebra. For some weird reason, there's a lot of people who are fascinated with the morbid, macabre shit that goes on all around the globe. And good things too. But not so much going on in the news is that great, unless it's about the latest technology coming out, and oh wow, good, maybe we'll be riding around in flying cars. You know, hell, maybe your rollerblades will be able to lift you off the ground, you know, like you'll have hover rollerblades, you know, and that's kind of cool. You know, a drone under each shoe or something lifting you in there, and that's cool. But then you read the other stuff, it's like, oh my God, they just manifested a micro black hole in a laboratory. God forbid the Chinese get there first. But that's what they'd like you to think. That, you know, the enemy has all these horrific weapons of mass destruction. But, you know, the greatest damage being done to you is all happening right between your ears. Right at the center between your eyes, at the top of the bridge of your nose, and smack in the center of your forehead, where your mind and your will is compromised. So what do you do about that? Well, my old mentor, he used to say, you make your own laugh track when you watch the news, and then every time something terrible happens, you just play the laugh track, and that helps you build up immunity to the what's going on in the world, you know. I maybe wouldn't go that far. I just simply wouldn't watch the news. I just turn TV off. Watch something I want to watch. I got a couple hours before bed. You want to watch all the horror in the world happening, or, you know, put on a classic Star Trek or Twilight Zone episode. You know, it's your choice. You do what you want with your time. I do what I want, mostly. But, you know, we have responsibilities and obligations to other people, other persons. And these other persons, these other people, they may be sheeple. They may be baaing and neighing at every ill news. And they want to share it with you. It's a contagious disease. They want you in their world to share the misery. Misery loves company. You must remember this. So, more importantly, you have to understand that when you're so involved, by choice, you don't realize it, but it's by choice. It still is your choice. When you are so involved in what's going on everywhere else in the world without any plan as to when you are going to entertain that information. What are you going to do about it? Do you need to do something about it? Does it directly involve you? Should it? So, what you're doing is you're neglecting your own personal energies, and you're neglecting where you live. Your community might need you. You're out there giving a shit what's going on in some other country or some other part of your own country. You're not paying attention to your own community. What's going on in local government? Oh, okay. That's important, but more so, your feet on the ground. Take a look around you. How is your neighborhood? Going up or going down? And what's going down, if so? What do you want out of life? You have to wake up every day and ask yourself this question. What do I want? What's my purpose? Then you must build a plan to do something. To focus on that achievement. Focus on building that balance in your life between the material and the spiritual. The work and the fun, the joy and the sorrow. Somewhere in between you find that path that is yours. And then when you see it, when you recognize it, when you can identify this, you can own it. Now you can control it. Now you can influence that. You know, some of the things I've done that are interesting here, in my own community, we live about 45 minutes, maybe an hour from most important places that anyone can go. Want to go to the grocery store, it's going to take me 30, 45 minutes to get there to the smallest grocery store. Ordinarily, it would. So I put a helmet on and I focused. I want a grocery store up here. It was made to happen. It manifested. And it manifested in a way that's so beautiful. Right next to this park I like to walk around, and right there's this beautiful grocery store popping up. Not real beautiful, but it's a humble grocery store. Countryside grocery outlet thing. Yeah, it's cool. But then I started thinking, you know, we really need some dental care and some visual care up here. We got this shabby little place that's, you know, maybe passes as a family care center. And that, you know, they're hardly ever open, you know, so you can't really go to the doctor up here, right? That's what I was thinking. So again, donning my helmet, that was made to manifest. Later on, I wanted better pizza up here. We had a pizza place that maybe we ate at once a year, and it wasn't like, you know, we were sitting in there going, oh boy, I can hardly wait until we go and get that once a year pizza. It was more like we were asking, do we really have to? Wait, I know I get supporting our local community, but their pizza's really fucking bad. Well, again, months pass by, and the pizza place is made not only better, it's so damn good, I wanna go out and get a pizza every weekend. And that's quite a change from once a year pizza to now, you know, like, hey, can we afford to get a pizza this weekend, this Friday? Okay, maybe, all right. Sounds good. Not bad, not bad. Postal employees are more friendly now. The ones that weren't are no longer there. Gas station people are really friendly. You know, there's a thing about the gas station where we made the price of the gas go down, or influenced it. I did. And then when I drove into town, it was like $1.50, $2 difference down there, where it was more expensive in town. And, you know, it's just, it works like that. It works out like some bizarro coincidence. And so I pretty much, you know, like we've had like tornadoes come real close, and they're like, eh, don't touch this area, it's mine. But because, you know, the whole point is I'm focused on taking care of my neck and neighborhood. I want it to be great. We can get to global stuff later. But for the majority of my students and those who join the club, I want you to focus on building your life. And do what you want to do. Succeed. And then enjoy yourself. By golly, it's your choice. And you deserve it. You deserve to have all those good things in life. Don't you? I think so. Well, I invite you to join the club and learn all this stuff, this wondrous stuff we call psionics. You know, at first it seems daunting. You know, like some people are saying, why should I ever learn it? Other people are saying, oh my God, I'd love to, but it just sounds so complex. You know, maybe I can't afford it. Well, you can. It just depends. You know, if you want to pay the some subscription to Amazon or Apple Music, Apple TV, Apple One, or if you want to learn psionics, you know, you can pay the club membership, and then you get like 5+ years of audio and video at no additional cost to you. After paying your club dues, you get to message me. And, you know, I get back to you usually the same day. We allow up to 72 hours before I'm late responding. You know, and we always follow up the best that we can. Make sure our club members are taken care of first. So it's good to be in the club. And it's good to learn psionics, because with psionics, you are the one in control. So with that, I leave you. Lords and ladies, thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc and Psionics Digirati this evening. I want to remind you all, until next time, keep the magic high. Erdoctor commands.